Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds that we might be born again, transformed into a new creation. Amen. Tony Campolo tells a story of a friend of his who was a pastor of a church. And this pastor was talking about one of his members who really wasn't involved in anything, so to speak. And the pastor was trying to encourage this man to be connected, to do something. Well, eventually the man decided, you know what I can do? I can take the youth group over to our nursing home in town and they can conduct worship services for them. So that's what he started doing. One day, as they were leading the worship, the man was standing in the back. An old man in a wheelchair came over, wheeled by next to him, and grabbed a hold of his hand and held his hand throughout the whole service. Well, that happened month after month after month. Every time the old man came, took a hold of his hand. Then one month they came, one Sunday, and the old man wasn't there. So he asked the nurse, what happened to him? Where is he? She said, oh, he's near death. He's just down the hallway on the third room on the right. Maybe you should go and visit him. Although I have to tell you, he's unconscious. So the man went into the room and this old elderly man was, well, you may have seen it, laying in bed. All the tubes and the monitors and the oxygen and everything else was all around him. But there was no movement. There was no sign that he was aware of anything that was going on around him. So this church member went over and he took a hold of his hand. He sat down next to him and instinctively he just said a prayer. And when he was done praying and said amen, the old man squeezed his hand one more time. He was so moved by that he began to weep. And he shook a little and he tried to get out of the room. But as he was leaving the room, he bumped into a woman who was coming into the room. She said to him, he's been waiting for you. He said that he couldn't die until he came, until Jesus came to see him one more time and he could hold his hand. I tried to tell him that after he's gone, after he dies, he will have a chance to meet with Jesus, to talk with Jesus, and to hold Jesus' hand. But he said, no, once a month, Jesus comes and holds my hand, and I don't want to leave until I have a chance to hold Jesus' hand one more time. Jesus in our gospel text teaches Nicodemus, I tell you for certain that before you can enter into God's kingdom, you must be born not only of water, but of the Spirit. Humans give life to their children, yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. Don't be surprised when I say to you that you must be born from above. Only God's Spirit gives us new life. Now, Nicodemus was a well-educated man. He was a teacher of the law and tradition. And he must have had this burning question because he wanted to go to this teacher, this Jesus, who was stirring up all kinds of controversy, but he wanted to go at night so no one would see him. But here's the thing. As you read the text, Nicodemus never gets his question out. In fact, as it so often happens, Jesus knows the question that he really needs to ask, and he answers that question. Jesus replied, I tell you for certain you must be born from above, born in a new way, born again, before you can see the kingdom of God. Of course, that confuses Nicodemus. How can a grown person enter into their mother's womb a second time and be born once more, born again? And that's a natural response to Jesus' statement, except Nicodemus misses the point. Jesus isn't talking about a physical rebirth, but a spiritual birth. Yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. Don't be surprised when I say to you, you must be born from above. Only God's Spirit gives us new life. We must, Jesus teaches us this morning, to be born again, born of the Spirit, born into a new creation. Now that phrase, being born again, is a central teaching to some Christian denominations. And being born again for them means having a specific day and a time when it happens. And the procedure is described as that moment that the person accepts Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. In fact, that's the central act that marks that person as a Christian. And for some more conservative denominations, being born again, accepting Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, is a must to be saved. And I believe that too. I believe that you and I need to accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. But I also believe that it's not something that happens just once in our life at a specific day and time. It's something that happens to us over and over again. For example, every time we come forward to receive Holy Communion, the true presence of Christ's body and blood in with the common elements of bread and wine, every time we receive that word, that promise of God that we are forgiven through that act, we are born again. We are saved. But here's the thing about Jesus' teaching this morning. Knowing and realizing that because of Christ's actions and our acceptance of His forgiveness, we are new people, a new creation. Yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. Don't be surprised when I said that you must be born from above. God's Spirit gives new life. Maybe another way of putting it is that God transforms us. We are transformed by the death and resurrection of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come." Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." God's love transforms you and me. Not just the real people in the Bible stories, but us as well. That church member in the opening story, he was transformed. He was changed from the person who sat on the sidelines, who wasn't involved or active in any ministry, into one who realized, hey, I can bring the youth group to that nursing home once a month. It's a simple transformation. It was a simple thing that he could do. And oddly enough, in that simple action, he became Christ to that elderly man. Both figuratively, he became Christ and provided him with a comfort at his last moment. It is the transforming nature of God that we worship and we celebrate. It is the God who transforms us, who changes us into God's children, loved and strengthened to live this new creation. However, and this is very important, it's impossible for God's transforming act in our life to have any impact. It's impossible to believe in God's transforming act in our life without seeking ways to change ourselves into a more loving and gracious people. People who work in our families, in our churches, in our neighborhoods. And to do that in practical ways. Being transformed may mean that you learn to forgive a family member. Or maybe it's serving in a soup kitchen. Maybe it's volunteering somewhere new in the church or taking care of a sick child. We are changed, transformed, born again for a reason, for a purpose. And that purpose is to work in our community to bring about other changes. You know, I've talked and written about this homeless shelter that's being developed. And it's really kind of an amazing thing. The churches have gathered together from Pickaway County and are working together to see this happen. And it's a wonderful example of Christian brothers and sisters working to transform, to change something in the community. To change the story of the issue of homelessness in our community. Now, will this one act alleviate all homeless in the county? No. Is there one act that you and I can do that will solve all the community issues? No. It's impossible for some of those issues to be dealt with completely. Churches can't do it. Individuals can't do it. Yet you and I are still called to act. And in this homeless shelter, this is something new that is developing that gives us an opportunity to act. Maybe your action is financial, and as I said earlier, there's a need of startup money to get the staff hired and going. You can make those contributions and make that happen. Maybe your actions a little bit later on is to donate food or to make food to help feed those who are staying for the night. Maybe your action might be to volunteer in the evening hours only to get people checked in and to be fed. See, there are ways to be involved, ways that help to challenge us, ways that help to change us and change our community. Jesus transforms you and I through His death and resurrection. We are born again for a purpose to live out that new life and to serve others in Jesus' name. Amen.